Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Nothing can ever be easy with the Philadelphia Eagles, can it? Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. You would think the reigning Super Bowl champs, Pearl, your team, would, I don't know, be able to find some kind of peace and harmony? They keep winning football games, but apparently a lot of things are still broken. And obviously the offense is not what, you know, A.J. Brown would like it to be, because he was in front of his locker yesterday. Well, first started on a Twitch stream where he was playing video games, basically joking around saying, if you have me on your fantasy team, you should bench me.
Was he joking?
Well, and he said he's laughing through it. Then he sits in front of his locker for 8 minutes, stood up there, answered all the questions from the Philadelphia media, and basically said he just wants to do his part on the offense. This is not about his individual stats. It's about the offense as a whole is not living up to their potential. The defense is having to bail them out, like we saw in Lambeau on Monday night. And he wants to fix what he believes is broken. It's not about just him, you know, having seven targets for 100 yards every game.
Well, yeah, I mean, you said that there's always drama with the Eagles, but is there drama with any of the other people on the roster besides A.J. Brown? It feels like there's always drama with A.J. Brown. I'm not sure I'm seeing...
Oh, Big Dom.
Well, Big Dom fixed it.
Security guy pushed Dre Greenlaw last year in the middle of a game like a dope.
No, I knew, but right now it feels like A.J. Brown's a bit of an outlier on a team that, for the most part, seems pretty much all together. I mean, nobody seems to be hanging out much with Jalen Hurts, but I think that's okay. You won a Super Bowl despite your quarterback not being your traditional rah-rah guy. Feels like this is about A.J. Brown, who, by the way, was a malcontent in Tennessee as well. I think that's why they traded him. So it's just, it seems to me like classic diva wide receiver behavior. And he's clearly, I disagree with you when you said that he's explaining things wrong with the offense. This is what they want. They want to run conservative offense, avoid turnovers. It just does, what they don't want is throw the ball to A.J. Brown 10 times a game. And he doesn't like that. And he's, in my mind, I'm sorry, and I understand it, and I like A.J. Brown, but he's being selfish here. He's not putting the team first. He's putting himself first.
Well, let's hear from A.J. himself. So, Nico, can I first hear cut one? This is A.J. Brown on the Twitch stream telling fantasy owners, don't play me.
Hey. If you got me on fantasy, man, get rid of me.
Okay. Then he has to stand in front of the locker yesterday and obviously answer for it. So here, cut eight. A.J. Brown not sorry for the comments that he made on the stream.
I think that's fair. I think if you got eyes, you can see that. You know, the same things I've been saying like all season. You know, so me making light of my situation on Twitch with my friend, you know, that's something I'm not apologizing for. You know, because like I said, if you got eyes, you can see that.
Yeah, and he said, you know, I'm trying to laugh through it. I'm trying to make a joke about it. Kind of saying it just wasn't that serious. Another one here from A.J. Brown. Nico, here, Cut 11, says the offense just needs to be better if they want to win another Super Bowl.
Last year, what it was, thank you for the ring, but it's a new season. They adapted. We have to adapt, and we have to continue to, like, get better and try to find new ways. So that's where the frustration comes in, because it's not about winning, you guys. Like, I want to win, yes. I want to help contribute as well. Do our thing on offense as well. I think that's fair.
Okay, so if you listen to the whole 8 minutes, right, I think that you do get a sense of where A.J. Brown is coming from. Now, he doesn't get the benefit of the doubt because you're right. You can't be on the sidelines reading self-help books last year and kind of making it about yourself and then expect now that you're just this guy who's all about winning. But I did understand his point, which was winning can sometimes just be a deodorant that can mask things that are actually wrong with the team.
The best deodorant out there.
Right. Yeah. So I'm wondering.
That trophy smells great.
But he's saying they're not good enough right now to win another Lombardi because the offense is not good enough. And he did say in those 8 minutes, listen, if I'm a decoy and I'm a double team, I get a double teamed and Devontae Smith is going off and he's having a big day. He's like, I don't care about that. But that's not exactly what's happening either. You know, like he's getting more attention, but you're still not throwing the ball and you're still not finding a way to have an explosive offense. I know it sounds crazy. I back up A.J. Brown here. I don't think this is actually just about him trying to get stats. You look at that Eagles offense, Pearl, it's not good right now.
Yeah, I mean, but how many turnovers do they have except for one fumble against Green Bay? They're not going to, they're just going to be conservative. Just like the Chiefs were last year with Andy Reid. That's why I saw Reid do the same exact thing in Kansas City. Know his team, know his defense, and find ways to win games. And here's the thing I don't like about A.J. Brown. Even from a strategic standpoint, everybody knows with all this whining, you're going to get 15 targets next week against Detroit, including Detroit. Like, don't give away. Just keep this all in-house. Like, yeah. This is all. Obviously, the Eagles are playing strategy games with the number of targets he's getting. I think he should not be, you know, you didn't play the Twitch quote where he called it a bleep show. Like,
yeah.
That was like, he obviously is all about his own targets, which is kind of part of a receiver mentality. You want a receiver who wants the ball desperately. You want that confidence. But can you imagine somebody on Tom Brady's Patriots doing this on a Twitch stream? Can you imagine Julian Edelman going on a Twitch stream and saying, I need more targets? I know he was undrafted, so it's different. But generally, dynasties have guys who always put the team first. And I don't think A.J. Brown is that kind of guy.
Well, clearly, Howie Roseman, who pushes more of the right buttons than wrong, feels like there's a need for A.J. Brown to still be on the team.
Well, yes,
right.
Definitely.
He's so there, not a distraction, good. Maybe even being, you know, even though he says these kind of things, you know, that it's not to the detriment of the team. Because if it was, and he was being this really selfish dude in the locker room that everyone hated, I think that Howie Roseman would have traded him after the Super Bowl. I think that he would have traded him at the deadline. I think you could have gotten, especially the Patriots who are looking for help, and reunite A.J. Brown with Mike Vrabel. Like, that was probably sitting right there for him, and they decided not to do it.
I think he'll trade him this offseason.
Okay, well, maybe, but if you win another Super Bowl, maybe not. I guess here's the other part about A.J. Brown's comments about the Philadelphia Eagles offense. You know, last year, Saquon Barkley was on this all-time, like, season, magical season. It's not exactly what it's like this year. So if he's saying, listen, the offense is just not good enough and I want to contribute and be a bigger part of it, maybe because he's seeing that Saquon is not being as effective as he was last season and doesn't want to say that, but, you know.
Yeah, well, he was not happy when Saquon had 2,000 yards last year. He was miserable about it. He's like, why am I watching this guy have an all-time season? And that all-time season led to the Eagles winning a Super Bowl. I mean, to me, that's the definition of selfish. What is not completely selfish about what he did last year?
Well, he got called out for it.
Yeah.
100%. I'm saying this year feels different because you barely squeaked by the Packers. And by the way, like, because of some decisions that happened in the game, you're lucky you didn't lose that, or at least, you know, have to go to overtime because you did give the Packers, not you, but the Eagles gave the Packers a second life there.
Ironically, on a target to A.J.
Brown. And that's where I want to go next.
Yeah.
So this was another story that came out yesterday because, you know, nothing can ever be just harmonious when it comes to the Philadelphia Eagles, Pearl. Whether it's the angst about the tush push, whether it's the head coach, whether it's the wide receivers. So Bill Colarulo, pardon me, Bill. Bill Colarulo is a host on The Fanatic in Philadelphia. And here is Bill talking about how Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown on that 4th and 6 call at the end of the game, Monday Night Football, you guys all know what I'm talking about. For some reason, the Eagles threw the ball on that 4th and 6 as opposed to punting the ball away or taking a penalty and punting the ball away. He said the two of them went rogue.
I have been told by multiple reliable sources that AJ and Jalen went rogue again.
Okay, more from Bill Colarulo again in Philadelphia. Said the two of them did the same thing in a game against the Seahawks in 2023.
If you remember correctly, Seattle Seahawks game 2023, Sirianni came up to the podium, said it was his decision. We found out weeks later from AJ himself, coach made himself look like a clown. That was me and Jalen going rogue. They did it again. And that is not opinion. That has been confirmed.
Okay, so the two of them going rogue, changing the play call, Pearl, at the end of the game, and Nick Sirianni basically taking the metaphorical bullet for them at the end of the game. What do you think of this as an Eagle fan?
Well, a lot of Eagles reporters challenged that and said that AJ and Jalen Hurts saw something in the defense that was the easiest throw to make. That they're allowed to check. I guess we'd consider a check that they're allowed to do kind of an audible at the line.
Okay.
So I believe that they thought that was the easiest play. I don't think this is a drama. I don't see anything here because again, Jalen Hurts cannot throw intermediate over the middle pass very well. I think that Jalen Hurts and AJ saw the coverage and said, this is our best chance at a completion. And it worked a few weeks before. I think that their intent was earnest. And I would imagine within the realm of the offense, they are allowed to do that. Okay. Because I have not seen huge red flags coming up about that play.
Okay, so the pass goes incomplete. Gives the ball back to the Packers with about 22 seconds left to go. And the Packers, if they could complete a couple passes, if their offense wasn't so broken, may have gotten themselves in field goal range at least, tied the game, you go to overtime, you see what happens. So here's the thing about that. Number one, if A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts saw something in the Packers' defense that they thought they could complete this low percentage pass, right?
Well, for them, it's pretty good percentage. They're good at that pass.
Right, because they just did it against the Minnesota Vikings,
yeah,
but right?
That's like the one play that everyone knows that A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts work well together.
Right. Do you not think the Packers were watching that tape of the Eagles playing the Vikings, executing that exact
that
same
now.
Thing, and maybe baited them into it?
I realize that now.
Okay. That's number one. I think you got to give the Packers coaching staff and Jeff Hafley, who may be the number one coaching candidate on the market this offseason, maybe give him a little bit of credit.
Sure seems like they were not surprised.
No, they weren't.
Micah probably had something to do with that, too. Sees the Eagles, saw the Eagles twice a year back when he was a Cowboy, probably told his DC, hey, they might run this.
It's possible that now, around week 10, we have a lot of tape on teams. So that'd be my number one thing that you got baited. And then number two, I wonder why Sirianni wouldn't just say, hey, I entrust my guys. If they see something at the line of scrimmage, they have my full blessing to go out there and do it. Why would Sirianni feel like he needs to be like, no, this is what I wanted to do? They shouldn't have been throwing the ball anyway, but why not just say, I empower my guys to make the decision?
Did he not say that?
He just said, I stand by the decision. Like,
yeah.
Like that they were passing, period, on a 4th and 6 at the end of the game.
Yeah, I mean, you've watched Eagles, right, before a lot. Like, there's that play, I'm telling you, is close in percentage as to trying to have A.J. Brown run 10 yards down the field and hit it in route or something. Like, that is not Jalen Hurts' specialty. That throw that he made to A.J. Brown, that's the one throw that those two players are most comfortable with. It really is.
On a windy night in Lambeau, maybe not.
Well, you know what? It was a critical moment. They probably thought, this is what we do. It was a mistake, you're right. But generally, I don't think they have confidence in other kind of throws. And you saw that throughout the game. That is one thing about behind this whole story is, does everyone in the building trust Jalen Hurts as a quarterback? And I think no. And I think that's why A.J. Brown is not getting targets, by the way.
Oh, I love that.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. The drama last year with A.J. Brown did not sink the Eagles, clearly. They marched their way to the Super Bowl, smacked around the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, and they're the champs. Can they get through it again this year? Like, can you run that back and be like, all right, we got the same BS, middle of the season, same type of stuff, and there are issues with the offense. 888-710-4ISN.
Yeah, will this A.J. Brown drama ultimately sink them?
Finally, with, you know, year after year with some of the same stuff. Again, even if I kind of can see his point of view this time, but is this ultimately going to catch up with them at any point? The defense is so good. If the offense allows personalities to get in the way of what looks like a championship defense, shame on everybody in the building.
Well, I mean, the defense is good now. It certainly was not earlier in the year.
I don't know. They're 7-2, though. They're despite all of this dysfunction, again, they're still winning football games. So, I mean, look at the rest of the NFC. Do you see anybody knocking off the Eagles in the NFC despite all of this?
Well, maybe.
Depends where the game is.
Probably depends where the game is. If it's the Rams, they get it in L.A., then that's much better. But I agree with you, Manny, but I think that's A.J. Brown's point. He's like, don't let the winning distract everybody from the fact that the offense sucks right now.
Well, I think the real test.
The Lions come to the Super Bowl.
The rest of the division stinks.
The Lions come to the Link this weekend. That is the test. We'll really find out. But you need some offense to beat Detroit, right? You can't beat Detroit 10-7. That is not happening. So I think that's why I would prefer A.J. Brown just said nothing. Because if I think the coaches want to use him in different ways and surprise the opponent. You were talking about it. Green Bay probably knew that play was coming because they know that Jalen Hurts is limited as a quarterback. So I'm really curious what the strategy is here. Now that A.J. Brown is basically whining to everyone, give me the ball more, isn't Detroit just going to double team him?
Most people double team him anyway.
Why are you giving away the secrets? A.J., just shut up and go play this. We got a game to deal with here.
I'd love to hear you say to A.J. Brown's face, just shut up.
A.J., just complain behind the scenes. Now everyone,
I think he is.
Now you're going to get double teamed, dude. Everyone is going to be bracketing you, and Jalen Hurts is going to be throwing into three guys to try and get you the ball. That's not what we want either. And I get wet we there.
Yeah, that's okay.
Don't worry. Dallas Goedert is open right there. He'll probably,
Devontae Smith should win the MVP then. 888-710-4ISN. How about this for last night? So I get a text message from my mom, from Pam.
Hi. She follows me on the gram.
Of course she does. She's basically a member of the show. So my mom texts me, or she calls. I'm sorry. She called. She goes, oh my gosh, I'm watching Jeopardy right now. And there's a woman named Lynette Perloff from Philadelphia who is competing on Jeopardy. You know, is this any relation to Perloff?
You texted me and I immediately called my parents and they've never heard of this woman.
This is impossible. I feel like you have to do a 23andMe. So not only does this woman, she has dark hair.
She looks like a Perloff.
She looks like a Perloff. And then she's doing her little intro spiel thing with Ken Jennings. And what does she say her dream job is?
Well, so she basically said she's from Philadelphia originally. She moved out to California, but she wants to be an assistant NFL coach. And Ken Jennings asked what team. She said the Eagles.
She wants to be an assistant coach for the Philadelphia Eagles. This is probably a woman in, her 50s, 60s, something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Lynette Perloff from Philadelphia, somehow not related to you, does not compute in my brain.
And, she's like a very successful computer programmer and educator, but her dream is to be the wide receiver coach of the Eagles, like all good Philadelphia people.
I was like, this is so Perloff. I would have thought she was your aunt or something.
Well, it got me thinking, though. Do I really want... I mean, it's not my dream to be an assistant coach. It's my dream to be the owner.
Well, I mean, you got to start somewhere.
Well, actually, no. My dream is to be... My real dream, if we're being honest here, is to be an owner GM Jerry Jones type. So I'm the owner and I make the draft pick.
And you get a documentary all about finding natural gas.
No, oil. I don't want the documentary. I want an office in the stadium. That's always been a dream of mine.
Yeah. Kind of
like
that.
Oh, and I'd actually like a bedroom like Toronto, like the hotel that over. I want to actually live in the stadium. I want to be the owner and I want to make the draft picks. I don't want to be an assistant coach. Lynette, think bigger.
Lynette Perloff on Jeopardy last night, somehow not related to Perloff. It's just the upset of the year. But
oh no, she's definitely probably related somehow.
But you guys just don't
know. No, there's all sorts of branches of Perloffs in the Philadelphia area. We don't know. We don't all know each other.
The government? There's branches of Perloff?
It's the legislative, the judicial, and it's the executive.
And it's actually bizarre. Our family changed their name at Ellis Island, so there's a lot going on,
Yeah. What was it?
It was
longer?
Neveroff.
Mm.
But we were running from the KGB. Actually, I shouldn't say that out loud. I think we're still a wanted poster.
So here's my question. In your fantasy of owning an NFL team / living in the stadium / being in the locker room after every game, Jerry Jones style, to give your opinion?
No, I wouldn't do those interviews. That's a mistake by Jerry.
Okay. So that means you are on the road scouting all these college players all year.
I would love to do that. Go, okay. You know, like when you see Joe Shane at Colorado talking to Shador and Dion, mm-hmm. that would be awesome.
That's what you want to do.
I want to do that. I think I want to do that. I would definitely not do the weekly press conference. That's a huge mistake on Jerry's part.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. Here's the one thing, you know, if I'm owner GM, I'm not getting close to the players because I have to cut them at some point.
Sure.
So
need a little distance. You don't want to hang out. They can't use the private jet.
I've actually thought about that a lot because I'm such a good drafter that I have major salary cap problems. Like, how am I going to pay all these GMs at once?
Who told you can draft?
What's that?
Who told you you can draft?
No, in my fantasy, I'm a great drafter.
Sure, sure.
In my fantasy,
it's all about the second contract.
Yeah, I'm like the 74 Steelers. I'm getting bargain. I'm getting George Kittle in the fifth round. I'm getting Chris Jones in the third round. I have a whole plan. I've had this fantasy. I mean, this is basically what keeps me going.
So, to bring this full circle, last night, Jeopardy, a woman competing named Lynette Perloff from Philadelphia, dream is to be an assistant coach for the Eagles. How'd she do?
She got steamrolled. Some nerd just knew everything.
They're all nerds.
You know how
it's
when you
Jeopardy.
Play, nah, that's true. But when you watch Jeopardy, you always think like, oh, okay, I could compete. You know, I know the answer to that. This guy knew everything. He's going to win 14 games in a row. He's unbelievable. He had 27,000 going to Final Jeopardy. She had 3,500 or something.
Perloff texts me at one point and goes, Lynette's in the hole, $1,600. Yeah.
Bill from Chesapeake Bay or whatever was getting destroyed here. Lynette and Bill were good. They got killed by this guy who's probably never talked to a girl. But he was awesome. I was really impressed. I think he's going to go on a huge, huge run. Mm. So Lynette, she screwed up. She got finally about, my mom, we were 9 minutes in, and my mom goes, Lynette has not opened her mouth once the entire show. She's literally not said a word.
It's hard to get the hang of that.
But then there's a video on YouTube. I didn't know. They do bios of every Jeopardy contestant. And she's this amazing educator in California who redid the entire standardized test system. And she's like this incredible person.
And she wants to be the backup linebackers coach for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, I want to reach out to her. She does not have a real social media presence. I would love to have her on the show today.
You have to be like a cousin. You must.
No, it's probably some relation, but no, my mom knows everybody, and she had no idea who she was.
Wait, she finished in dead last?
Probably.
Yeah, out of three. I mean, dead last. That makes it sound
the bronze. The bronze.
Yeah. She got Final Jeopardy right.
Oh, good for her. She still took home less than
I know we
got
a break. There was one question.
Okay.
That...
We would get it?
It's going to make you mad, Maggie.
Uh-oh.
The question was famous movie settings. And they showed this building and they said, Bruce Willis had all his friends over for Christmas in this building.
World Trade Center.
And it was a building in Los Angeles.
Oh. Yeah, I was going to say, Die Hard was not in New York.
No, it's the famous movie settings. It's a building in New York. It wasn't, did I say New York? It's just a building.
Okay, no, but you said that he had all his friends over for Christmas.
Yeah.
So that's Die Hard.
Yeah.
Die Hard was not New York, was it?
No,
I just said that to be an idiot. You know this. Come on.
Sorry.
You know the answer.
You don't know what building Die Hard took place in? Are you?
I don't know what building it took place in.
Oh,
I haven't seen Die Hard in 25 years.
I haven't seen Die Hard in 28 years. Everybody knows it's Nakatomi Plaza.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. You didn't know Nakatomi Plaza? Oh, I thought everybody.
I know what Nakatomi Plaza is, but I didn't know it was from Die Hard.
Well, it's not a real building. It's not called Nakatomi Plaza in real life. It's actually there in L.A.
I don't know it.
Yeah, it's a real like building, like an empty building.
What's it actually called?
No, it's not empty. It's fully...
Oh, well, I saw a scene from Brooklyn Nine-Nine where they went into Nakatomi Plaza and it was just empty.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's why you know. Nico, you've never heard of Nakatomi Plaza.
No, I've seen the movie, too. I didn't know the name of the building.
I didn't commit it to memory. I remember when, you know, Urkel's neighbor, Reginald Vell Johnson is in the movie. I know Die Hard. I've definitely watched it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The bad guy who passed away not that long ago.
Well, nobody knew the answer, and Ken Jennings goes, the entirety of Gen X is mad at you right now. So you're a little younger than that, so that makes sense. But, yeah, Nakatomi Plaza was a big deal. I mean, yeah, Die Hard was, obviously, I don't want to start the big debate about Die Hard. We're not doing that.
No, we've replaced it.
Is Fight Club a boxing, movie?
We replaced is Die Hard a Christmas movie with yesterday's question, is Fight Club a boxing movie?
Nobody thinks Fight Club's a boxing movie.
Everybody thinks Fight Club is a boxing movie, man.
No.
A very, very special philanthropist brought up that question, Manny Rodriguez.
Zero out of a million people, one out of a million people thinks that Fight Club is a boxing movie.
I got two.
Are there any boxing gloves? Are there any rings? Are there any ropes?
But you could have you know, one of the Rockies that ends with a street fight. I think it's Rocky V, right?
Bing bong, the witch is dead.
Wait, did we not put this
that
up as a
poll? That logic does not hold up.
Wait, did we not put this up as a poll? Is Fight Club a boxing movie?
If we did, I'm embarrassed.
It
take it down.
I don't think we did.
Your logic that Rocky V with Tommy Morrison ended as street fight means that Fight Club was a boxing movie doesn't quite add up. Math is not there, man.
Do you want me to put up a poll?
Yes.
Oh, boy. All right.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Well, I, like your long-lost cousin, Lynette Perloff, who lost Jeopardy last night, somehow, shockingly, you don't know if she's related to you. She's from Philly. She wants to be an assistant coach in the Eagles. It's her dream job. I guess I would have lost right along with her.
But not, No, nobody knew it. I guess Nakatomi Plaza. I don't know. I've seen Die Hard probably 14,000 times. So.
Man, I need to rewatch.
Die Hard. Well, wait till Christmas season.
It will be playing nonstop very, very soon.
Yeah, we're already, by the way, just to say where my family is, we're already in the Home Alones. And
me
it's
too.
Only November.
Oh, it's great. 888-710-4ISN. When your kid discovers Home Alone is like a really special moment as a parent. Anyway, we're back in a minute. We have a question for you about one of the big NFL games this weekend. It's MVP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. If you're on your phone or your computer, you have to go to our X feed for probably the most important poll question we've ever asked here at Maggie and Perloff Show. is Fight Club a boxing movie? I could just picture people out of context seeing that and be like, two things. A, who on earth thinks that Fight Club is a boxing movie? And B, why are you asking this now for a movie from 1999? Yesterday's great debate was best boxing movie of all time. Manny has never seen a boxing movie, which is insane. Well, not one Rocky movie, not a Creed movie.
Blame the sport for being boring.
But he has seen Fight Club, which is a great movie. I voted for Fight Club in the poll, by the way, because it is a fantastic movie. I mean, I think we're doing something dangerous here by acknowledging there is a Fight Club, you know, it's breaking the rules.
Yeah, it's the first rule.
But who won that poll yesterday, by the way? I think I did with Rocky 1.
Yeah, you were leading by quite a bit.
It's an OG.
Yeah, I mean, I had Raging Bull, a little more OG even than Rocky. But
the nine movie critics voted for that. But
Rocky won by 60%. Raging Bull was next with 7%. Oh, I'm sorry, Raging Bull and Rocky 3 tied with 17%. Cinderella Man was Bogus's pick, 6%. We didn't have room on the poll for Fight Club. So now you can just go vote, is Fight Club a boxing movie? Early Return's not good.
Wait, did somebody vote for yes?
Yep.
That's amazing.
Here's the thing.
It might have been Manny. You never know.
Here's the thing, though. They don't really kick. They wrestle each other to the ground a little bit, but it is primarily fists with Fight Club.
Right.
And then obviously Project Mayhem.
Well, what makes boxing? Just guys hitting each other with fists?
Well, I was saying in Rocky V, it ends with a street fight against Tommy Gunn, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a street fight. There's no ring. There's no gloves.
Yeah, I know. But there's also boxing in that movie.
Well, earlier.
If it was just street fighting, then I would say it is not a boxing movie. But there was a lot of boxing, as I recall, with Tommy Morrison.
Yeah.
Can I just say, because I wasn't here yesterday, there's no way EJ thinks that Rocky 3 is the best Rocky.
Oh, he does.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on. It's the worst one.
I wish you were here yesterday, Nico. No, EJ is such a big wrestling fan. Anything with that Mr. T era and also with Hulk Hogan, you know.
It's more like he likes Mr. T 1, not Rocky 3.
Wait, but
Mr. T is incredible in that movie.
Rocky 3, I think, was the biggest hit Rocky movie. I think that's the most successful Rocky movie.
Oh, I would imagine the sequel was, too, because off of the buildup of 1, wouldn't 2 have been the biggest?
I mean, maybe 1 was the most successful, but Rocky 3 was a huge... Rocky 2 was a bust. It was terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Yeah, he bought a Camaro. That was the main plot point. But he did beat Apollo.
Yeah, that's...
But Rocky 3 was a phenom, because Mr. T was in it. Nico, I think you're wrong about that. I'm going to stick up for EJ.
I actually was going to say that Rocky 2 is my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Because he beats Apollo finally?
Yeah, I love the whole setup of them like getting ready for the rematch and everything. Mm.
Listen, everyone's into it.
Really?
It's not facts, just opinions. I think 4 is the best, but that's because I'm a cheesy 80s
person. Right, and then there's a lot of 4ites. There's because of Ivan Drago, whatever he sees, he destroys.
Yeah, right.
Whatever he hits, he destroys.
IMDb says Rocky 4 had the best opening and the most lifetime gross of all the Rocky.
Oh, more than 3?
Yeah.
Very
now, is that adjusted for inflation?
Oh, that I can't help you with.
What about the ruble? Okay, let's get to Bogus. He's got headlines.
And these ones are sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting your business vehicles 24/7. See if you can save at progressivecommercial.com. Major NBA injury news from MSG last night. Hold your breath. Magic star Paolo Banchero did not play the second half after tweaking his left groin. Head coach Jamal Mosley.
There was a moment he was going up and down the court. I think it was a quick turn. And then I just saw him pause for a second. I looked at him, just try to see where he was with it. And then he just, you know, I got him out of there before anything changed.
Orlando survived without their best player, cooling off the Knicks 124-107 behind 28 points and 9 boards from Franz Wagner. New York was perfect at home and had scored 130-plus in 3 straight.
I loved our defense. I really did. This team has been averaging over 130 for the past 3 or 4 games. Our guys' ability to sit down and guard, take the game plan, and execute it the right way. The energy, the spirit, the joy that these guys played with tonight was fun to watch and be a part of for them.
P.S. Jalen Brunson rolled his right ankle after this game was decided, left the Garden in a walking boot on crutches.
No, yeah, this is great for my mental health. Thank you.
And it was
sorry.
It was the big ESPN game. Everyone got to watch the Knicks lose. Sorry,
well, but here's the thing.
I'll throw my shoe at you.
Had you taken my advice and went to the Knicks watch party and met a lady there, you guys could be commiserating together.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
No, what?
As you say, I digress.
No, misery hates company.
Go ahead.
Wait, can I just add one more thing? At 5:50. 57 this morning. Perloff, where's Manny? Where's Manny? The show's, where did Manny go?
Getting ready for the show.
Right.
Producing.
He doesn't care about that. He just wanted to needle you over Knicks magic.
My favorite line is to say, oh, Manny, sorry, I was busy last night. What happened in the Knicks magic game?
Perloff doesn't care if we have a rundown. Yeah. He doesn't need sound bites.
I was looking at the sound bite page. I was like, where's that one where Franz Wagner threw Mikal Bridges to the ground and had it up and under from 10 feet away?
I hate you.
Franz Wagner torched you dudes.
Go blue.
All right, you know what? I'd rather a
go
loss.
Go blue, Nico.
Shut up, Nico. I'd rather
a Michigan reference for Franz Wagner. I'd rather, like he's C-Web.
I'd rather lose a game in the... Nobody cares.
By the way, is Breakout hurt by that kind of sound?
Yeah, he left in the second quarter. I think he left in the second quarter, didn't come back, was questionable, and the second half didn't magic.
If that was Zion Williamson, he'd be out for a year and a half.
Zion's still out, by the way, right now.
Play nice.
Meanwhile, if Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, Bam Adebayo, and Tyler Hero were out, did the Cavs and Heat really play last night? The remaining Cavs topped the remaining Heat 131-116 in Miami. Jared Allen had 30 points and 10
Who played
boards.
In that game?
Jared Allen. Giannis rested his left knee, so the Bucks lost in Charlotte 111-100. And despite the presence of
Douglas Dale Christie, I'm head coach of the Sacramento Kings.
Those Kings lost again last night, 133-100. At home to the Hawks, who don't have Trae Young. But remember, buckle up. The work starts now at getting better in Sacramento.
So he introduces himself, and then the next day to lose by 30 to a Trae Young-less Atlanta Hawks?
And I have to correct myself.
Like it's the OKC Thunder?
The clip that I played yesterday that began with him introducing himself.
Yeah, like name and rank.
That was actually his pregame availability. So he did that, and then they lost that night, and then they lost again last night, worse, by 30 to the Hawks. So they're 0 for 2 since we were told to buckle up.
You know, this is a classic mistake. It's kind of like you can't call a big team meeting or anything like the night before you play the Thunder, right? You got to call the team meeting before you have like a winnable game. It's like that we had a meeting and it worked, and wow. He's doing the Douglas Dale Christie, whatever he said. I forgot his middle name.
Yeah.
And you got to win that game. If you don't.
Well, you're hosting the Hawks without Trae Young. I think that should be a confidence.
No, he lost the night before.
Yeah.
You don't do that before a back-to-back, right?
It was the Nuggets the night before.
Well, that one,
you're stupid. Wait,
yes.
But maybe thought, well, I'll get him the next night.
Wait, sorry, was it a back-to-back? I can't
it
remember.
It was, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I can't remember sometimes when the days are.
Is the association more funny now than serious in November? Like, I feel like every NBA headline has, like, a comedic undertone.
Well, and, like, I will always, in theory, defend, like, load management, tanking and whatnot, but it's November. You should be playing every night now. You can take a rest in January or February, but last night, half the league was like, get me to Thursday.
Well, LeBron's setting the tone, right? He's not even pretending.
But at least he's out.
Yeah, but he's probably not even really hurt.
But how do the Heat and the Cavs rest the five guys you want to pay to see in that game on a Wednesday in November?
Don't disrespect Jared Allen like that.
Because aren't they playing tonight? That's why. This one's kind of obvious.
Not okay.
Well, I think you would load manage in November. It's a good time to load manage. Is it a bad time?
No, the Cavs are playing the Raptors tonight, so I guess that's why.
Oh, come on. It's the Raptors. A JV team from New York City can beat the Raptors.
I don't know, dude. I'm just telling you what's going on.
Gosh.
Play the damn games.
I agree with you. But also, going back to the Kings for a second, and I know we're on in Northern California. I mean, you would need, like, Greg Popovich, Pat Riley, combined with Red Auerbach to somehow find a stable coach for this franchise. It's not that they haven't had good coaches come through there, but they can't. I mean, how terrible is this? Because Doug Christie's going to get fired.
I guess, but I mean, they wanted him to be the guy to begin with. Like that, they were like excited when he was the interim last year. And
dude, it's going terribly. He just introduced himself with his middle name.
It's going in the wrong direction. Not even going terribly. It's not even like they're not even flatlined. They're just nosediving. A reminder that we are not allowed to know which quarterback Aaron Glenn is starting tonight for the Jets.
I would say this. Please don't ask me anything about the quarterback because you know I'm not going to tell you, and I don't want to waste my time when it comes to who's starting.
It's going so well.
You're a 13.5 point underdog. Like I think the Pats are going to be ready for whoever.
And it's Joy. It's Justin Fields or Tyrod Taylor. They're good.
They've won. If they won two in a row?
Yeah. Who?
The Jets. They're one of the hottest teams in the NFL.
Are they going to return back-to-back punting kicks
they better.
For touchdowns tonight?
They want to win, yes.
Garrett Wilson ruled out for tonight's game, so...
How'd you find that out?
I guess Rich Samini knew. Hashtag Samini knew.
Yeah, that's for everyone in here, Aaron Glenn saying, if you want injury updates, why not just ask ESPN's Rich Samini? Because that's the professional way to handle a player's health.
What's the over-under and how many passes the Jets throw? They are not going to throw it.
Oh, I'm sure we can find that on any of our various sites.
Mm-hmm. Is it here in Mill?
I got a Breece Hall on Prize Picks, 57.5 rushing yards.
I'd go more then on
that. Yeah.
And I got Drake May, 240.5 passing yards.
Perloff, 17.5 passing attempts. How about that? I'll just throw a number out
there. Oh, God. That's the lesson Mike White used to get. That is low.
I think we're getting silly uniforms tonight, too.
What do you mean, silly?
Color Rush?
Well, whatever that is, the new version of that. They call it, like, Rivalries or something like that. It's and they have cheesy names. I think the New England one is called the Nor'easter.
Oh, I like it. I saw the New England one. It's really cool.
Whatever your all white Bills ones are from.
Arctic Frost or something.
Yeah, that's the Patriots version.
It's like a light gray, I think. I don't like new age uniforms. I give this one an A. It's very cool.
Okay.
I don't know what the Jets are doing.
I think
the Jets also
the Jets have one.
They have a Rivalries jersey too. I think it's called like Gotham Gray or Gotham Black, something like that.
But I don't know if they're wearing it tonight. I don't know if you go head to head with those or you save them for home games.
Still, it's not going to make this game
watchable.
There's
going to be about four people in the stands next time the Jets have a home game, so you might as well break them out now.
17.5 passing attempts, over or under?
I'm going less than on that one.
Oof.
Well, they're going to be down by 2 touchdowns in the first quarter, so they might need to pass the ball.
I don't think it matters. I think if you're down 28-3, your best bet is to hand it to Breece Hall.
All right, 9.5 completions. How about that?
Oof. Yikes.
Let's see what the weather is tonight, Foxborough. Clear.
Oh. What's the wind?
Yeah.
Nothing. I'm not seeing any wind emojis.
Let's go.
Wind emojis.
The low is 31, so it's going to get a little cold.
It's going to be brick.
But the high of today is 48.
Balmy.
Let it rip. Take the overs.
Football weather, guys.
Men's number one, Houston, took care of Oakland last night, 78-45, 19 points for Case Keenum. And Tarik Skubal won his second straight AL Cy Young Award. Paul Skeens, the unanimous choice in the NL. Back to you guys.
Bogus, thank you so much. All right, we got to take a quick timeout. Coming up, we are playing the blame game, and at the top of the hour, it is Thursday, which means Maggie and Perloff's King of the Mountain is back. We'll do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. You know, we're living in a really interesting time, Pearl, because we have access to athletes in a way that we never have before, right? So there's a huge story today in sports. It's going to be all over the front of every website about A.J. Brown on a Twitch stream joking around by saying, hey, if you have me on your fantasy team, you should cut me or whatever. And then he's got to answer questions about it in front of his locker, and his coach has got to ask questions about it. And it's just we have this sort of access to athletes because – a Twitch stream is not something that existed in the early 2000s.
Yeah. Although I definitely don't think he was joking, but go ahead.
Okay. So we get Cam Scataboo. Obviously, the former Arizona State running back and now the Giants kind of cult hero before he got injured. He was on a live stream, also on Twitch, which we are also streaming on Twitch, Maggie and Pearl, Infinity Sportsnet. Here's Cam Scataboo asking the question nobody was asking.
Do you, like, turn your head to eat a taco, or do you turn the taco for you? Like, are you dominant to the taco, or does the taco, like, do you turn your head for the taco? It's about the dominance of the taco, though. Like, if you're turning the taco, you're dominating the taco.
America's youth. I love, this is where masculinity is in the year 2025. Are you dominating the taco?
Hey, listen, as the lone representative of Mexico on this show... Everybody knows that you become submissive to the taco, because if you are dominant with the taco, listen, I know Cam has taken many, many a hits in his life. You fold over the taco, everything falls out, brother. And I know you're eating hard shell tacos too, bro. So, I mean, like, let's
he looks like a hard shell guy. His brain's going to be soft shell if he keeps running the way he runs.
I don't disagree with you on that. Listen, he's from California, Northern California. I'm not too familiar with the Latino population is in Northern California, but I'm pretty damn sure he's had tacos before. You always, always become the sub to the taco.
Also, I don't think that's a negative. I don't mind being submissive to the taco. It's that good of a food.
Oh, and you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I don't know. Cam, this is not a bit.
No,
this is really him.
And also, like, his girlfriend's last name is Rodriguez. I mean, I'm pretty sure she has a take on this, too. She has to know that you always become submissive to the taco.
Manny, what about using a fork?
Oh, my God. You should be exiled.
a fork? I make these tacos at home.
Yeah.
Well, they're more... So I put so much on top of them, like, you can't even see the taco. Because I'm putting brown rice, black beans.
Oh, that's a burrito.
But it's really a taco.
You're
I'm using a taco shell
tortilla
to cut down on carbs.
Mm. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Because I don't want the whole burrito flour wrap. I mean, listen.
You got a figure to worry about.
I'm on YouTube here, man. I can't just eat the whole.
You know, and that camera adds 20 pounds.
At a certain point, you can't even. So I'm really making a bowl taco combination.
Why don't you just make it a taco bowl then? Just end the madness.
I guess it is a taco bowl.
But okay, well then just get rid of the tortilla.
Then, so I can use a fork. No, I can use a fork.
Here's the thing though. Your taco is different from my taco because you're putting lettuce and shredded yellow cheese on it and sour cream. I'm not putting any of that garbage on it.
What?
Onions, cilantro,
beef,
whatever meat that you want. Salsa verde, salsa roja, limon. Oh.
Yeah. I'm with Manny. You got to eat tacos the way they do it in Mexico, which is not with all the, you know, I know there's like a Tex-Mex versus Mex stuff, but I like it makes you feel like you're actually eating healthy.
If there's shredded yellow cheese in my taco, I am sending it back.
I'll take that from Manny, but you sound like somebody who just got back from an exchange trip in college. This is how they do it in Mexico. I refuse to accept Maggie
my
telling
brother
me how they
do it. I
refuse to accept from you how they do it in Mexico. Manny, it's good.
Again, right, as a lone representative of Mexico on this show.
Yeah, no. I'm a gringo. But I just think that I like the way they do the tacos in Mexico, but turning your head to eat the taco, Cam Scadaboo says, is being submissive. You got to dominate the taco. I feel like he's compensating for something.
No, what you need to do is dominate that leg injury that you have and get back on the football field and be submissive to the taco. You're always supposed to be sub to the taco.
I heard the other day, by the way.
That's how I live my life.
By the way, I heard somebody talking about all the talent the Giants have. And they're like, well, I mean, listen. They have Brian Burns, Abdul Carter, Jackson Dart, Cam Scadaboo. I'm like, who doesn't fit in this list?
He's like, an emerging star.
Wildly
emerging
slow.
Star.
Have you,
they almost beat Texas last year.
Well, fullback running back.
Have you heard of the new emerging star that's going to be playing quarterback for them on Sunday? Jameis Winston?
Man, well, I'm just saying, Abdul Carter and Cam Scadaboo are not same. I mean, Cam Scadaboo is... What do Giants fans expect? He's going to be the next Derrick Henry?
Tiki Barber.
No, he's like a potential star.
No way is he a potential star.
Yeah, he is.
Come on.
They got a steal with Cam Scadaboo.
He played well.
What do you think he's going to be?
I don't know, but I like him as a weapon. The taco take is ridiculous. But
averaged 4 yards a carry.
I think he's a role player. I don't think he's somebody you build around.
No, but I said potential star. See, that's a little different, right? Like he can be a role player, what have you, but he's like a star. He's going to be a thing in New York.
In the context I had, they were talking about all the talent that the next coach will have. To me, first of all, any running back who's short of Jahmyr Gibbs and a couple other guys is not a difference maker. But Cam Scadaboo is totally different than Abdul Carter. I don't think coaches would be like, well, they got this guy. He runs about a 4.9, but he's got a really hard head.
He's a bowling ball.
is this take because of his taco take?
Uh-huh.
Must be.
No, he's not that big a deal. He's just, I think he's all New York hype. He's got a little insanity vibe.
When he is getting a bust in Canton, Ohio, I want a written apology from Anna Perloff.
Perloff thought Wembanyama was going to be a bust. You can't trust this guy.
Again, Victor Wembanyama, Cam Scadaboo, not same.
What makes you say that?
Yeah. In what way? 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. All right, no pun intended, we'll bite. Do you turn your head to eat a taco? I just don't understand how you wouldn't. You're going to eat that thing straight on? Like Manny said, stuff's going to fall out.
Take it from the Mexican, okay?
Oh, man. Okay, coming up, Maggie and Perloff, King of the Mountain. We do this every Thursday. Plus, we will tell you about the biggest story that's going on in the NFL right now. You have to hear this, M&P.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.